The quote-unquote first Trojan hit Mac OS today, Apple the 10th most popular website last month, and an attempted hack leads to today's poetry. Today is Friday, February 17th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with the In. According to a Reuters report, a worm was found that could spread through iChat and potentially lead to a wiped hard drive. The worm is called latestpics.tgz. So if a friend sends you a file titled latestpics.tgz, do not click it, hit open, give your administrator's password, and happen to wind up losing information. This worm is not a major problem unless you're an idiot. That being said, it proves that malware can harm Apple computers. But remember, this is something that's rare and can be easily stopped. Apple is apparently drawing a lot of traffic to its website, apple.com. Figures released by Nielsen Net Ratings say that apple.com received just under 35 million unique visitors in the month of January, which makes it the 10th most visited website on the net. The competition counting down from Apple was MapQuest, Amazon, eBay, AOL, Google, MSN, Microsoft, and Yahoo as number one. Apple is apparently the fastest growing site on the internet among top brands. Also mentioned in the report, Apple's iTunes service is apparently being used by 14% of the entire internet population. All I have to say is, wow, that's a lot of people. People trying to crack the Mac OS for Intel face some problems. According to a Herald Tribune report, Apple embedded a poem deep in its confines that reads, "Your karma check for today. There once was a user that whined. His existing OS was so blind. He'd do better to pirate an OS that ran great, but he found his hardware declined. Please don't steal Mac OS. Really, that's way uncool. Copyright Apple Computer Inc." Apple responded when asked and confirmed the report. They said that they include many legal warnings to remind hackers not to steal the OS. That concludes today's edition of All Things Mac. As always, email me at applejackg5@gmail.com. You can vote for me at www.podcastalley.com. Just search All Things Mac and you can vote there. So far, I've had one vote from a devoted listener win a dollar. Consequently, that is the person I'll be conducting an interview with soon. There was also a request to know what song I played at the end of each podcast. On Wednesday, it was Matchbox 20's Real World. Today is the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.